Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to our chime-in call. This is the first Saturday of April, 2017, and this is Kelly Sullivan Walden. Can you hear me?
It's Wednesday.
Yeah. You can tell. No, it's Saturday for me in my mind. Oh my God, it's the first Wednesday. Thank you, Cam.
No problem, Kelly.
Wait a second.
I was right there with you, Cam.
Nancy and I just flew in from Mexico yesterday, so we are told we've been out exploring pyramids and ancient burial grounds, and so we're not exactly here, but we'll do our best. That's what we do around here. Okay. So welcome to our first chime-in call of the month of April. This is our first Wednesday. Thank you very much, Cameron. And I'd like to welcome everybody here. And before we get started, let's just take a deep breath. And just let the exhale gently move any stress or any worry or any discombobulation regarding what day of the week it is. Or what planet this is, any of that. Just let go, let go, let go with this breath. And let's breathe in with every brand new breath, our connection to what matters most. And let's just breathe in our purpose, our why we have chosen to be in Chime In, why we are on this call, what's calling us, our higher purpose to make a difference on the planet, to be the all that we can be, to realize and manifest the heroes that we are all capable of being, not just in our own personal lives, but perhaps in the lives of many, many people around the world in some way, shape, or form. So let's access that and keep that in the forefront. And let's allow the magic to unfold on this call as we just catch up and do some checking in about some important things, as this is the beginning of spring. So it's an exciting time to spring ahead in our individual goals and plans and make them manifest. And so I am just happy to invite you to open your eyes and let's just connect with a quality of being that we want to embody during this brief time that we are together. So let's start with Mariah.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. What did you say? A quality of being?
Yeah.
On the call?
Right now for this hour.
Right now? Inspiration.
Awesome. Thank you. Nancy, how about you before you get cut off?
Oh, well.
Oops, did I cut you off? Uh-oh. Nancy, what? So sorry. Go ahead. I didn't hear you. I was just muting Mariah because she's got some background noise because she's commuting to school. So, Nancy, what is your quality of being?
Light.
Light. Cool. Krishnam.
I would say intuition.
Intuition. Beautiful. And welcome back from India.
Oh, I haven't actually gone yet.
Oh, you haven't gone?
No.
Oh my God. In my mind. Okay. All
right. That's the stuff I have in between, but yeah.
Okay. Welcome. Yanila.
She is having problems with her microphone. She can't hear us right now.
Oh no.
I'm helping her try and fix it.
Okay, so I imagine your quality of being is being helpful. Unless you
sure.
Is there something you want to say?
Oh, that's just that could be helpful. That works for me.
Okay, great. And I'll say my quality of being is to be present to my higher purpose. Okay. So there's a few things I'd like us to do, and I know there's, you know, always a little troubleshooting going on behind the scenes, but here's a list of some of the things that are on my mind. One is we've got the race, the 6-continent challenge that Joe Gagnon is going to be starting in 4 days. And It'll culminate in Los Angeles. If any of you want to get here, I know it's late, and, you know, we've talked about it, but we haven't, I don't know that you've made any exact plans, but if you want to be here, you're welcome to crash and be here at my place. If you have any frequent flyer miles that you want to use for the 15th, I'm going to be running with him. Nancy's going to run with him too, at least for a mile. I'm the first and last mile. Right, Nancy?
I'm going to do what I can. If not, I'm going to walk briskly.
Right. Walk briskly. No, I'm sure he's going to take off without us. Mariah, let me see. Unmuted you. Are you going to join us for the run? Some of it?
Maybe.
I hope you can. So we're starting at the Redondo Beach Pier, and it will end in Santa Monica at the school, at New Road School.
Whoa.
So just the Benjamin
Jones. Like,
oh, great.
It's like 26 miles.
Yeah, so it'll start in the morning, and then it'll start at the end. I mean, we'll be at Santa Monica at the end at the school, and a bunch of the kids from New Roads School, which I think is an amazing kind of metaphor, that it's a new road. And they're really excited.
I love you.
Is it nationally or internationally televised? Like, is it going to be like on news?
I don't know if you've been following, but we've posted some of it on our Chime In Facebook page. There's been a bunch of news that's been following him, and he's got a tracker, and we'll send it out to everybody. It's on his Facebook page. So go to his personal Facebook page is The High Performance Life. And then on our Chime In, the Changes Me International Facebook page, we've got links going back and forth. So this is just a great way to be really connected to our community and to the world through him. He's going to start in Australia, and our youth ambassador, Katie, who some of you haven't met yet, the times for our calls haven't quite worked with her schedule yet, but Cameron and I, and hopefully Mariah and Nancy too, we're going to start our Chime In podcast. We're going to interview Katie, because the day after we interview her, she's going to run the race with Joe. And then maybe we'll interview her afterward so she can tell us all about it. She's going to meet him in Sydney and run part of it. And she's going to be part of a press conference.
You mean directly afterward, when she's out of breath?
No, probably not. I would say once she gets back to...
I'm teasing.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. I think she goes back to someplace near Brisbane. I'm not exactly sure. I see. So anyway, we have a new youth ambassador, and she is Mayoko. She's from Cameroon, and she lives in London, and she is going to be meeting Joe in England, in London, and running and with him and doing some press around this then. So that'll be, I think that's the third or fourth day in. Nancy, you might know better than me. So Benjamin, I see that you're with us. From what part of the universe are you calling in from?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. I'm calling in from the Pacific Northwest here in Washington. And it is a beautiful rainy day. And I'm really excited to be on the call with everybody. How are all you doing?
Yay. We're doing great. What's the quality of being that you would like to embody during this time that we have together?
Let's see. All right. How about roots in the ground and wings in the air?
Oh, yeah. Roots in the ground, wings in the air. I love that. Isn't that, that was the lyric or sort of for Let Us Dream, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's right now definitely very important in my life. I am rooted, and also yesterday I got a crane to lift my art studio shipping container onto a new triple axle trailer that I got, and now I can be mobile while I'm painting on the ground.
Oh my Lord. So that's not only roots on the ground and wings in the sky, it's also in motion.
In motion. That was my other feeling, yeah. And heading to Brazil in a few days after painting a mural. And I'm really excited about that as well. I got in contact with the painter of the largest mural in the entire world, who painted the 2016 Brazilian Olympic mural of five indigenous faces from five continents. And I'm really excited to have a meeting with him and talk to him about all the amazing stuff that that's going down with Chime In and with art and creativity and therapy and all the goodness.
Awesome. Thank you, Benjamin. How cool.
I wonder, will he be there in San Paulo when Joe runs?
Oh my God. That's right. what part of, thank you, Nancy. What part of Brazil will you be in? Will you be near
São Paulo? Yeah.
Wait. Okay, so Nancy, what's the date? Let me just look backwards. I'm looking at the calendar. Okay, so he starts in Australia on the 10th, and then he goes from Australia to Singapore on the 11th, and then from Singapore to Johannesburg, South Africa. And then from South Africa on the 12th, he goes to London on the 13th. And then from London, he goes to Sao Paulo. So on the 14th, that's a Friday, he'll be in San
Francisco. I'm flying in on the 14th, but I think I'm getting there at night.
Well, maybe
holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli. Yeah, because Glenn's going to be with him filming. Wow.
Wow.
Switch your flight or something. That would be amazing if you could be there to meet him.
That would be totally amazing. It's that's really an inspiring thing. I'm excited to hear about how it all goes with Joe and Glenn. And Glenn and I have obviously worked together, and it's going to be such a fun adventure.
Oh, yeah. It'll be amazing. There's a video that someone just did, the LA coordinator, Krista, and my friend Joey. They kind of showed where the route's going to be in LA, his final day, which will be six marathons later, you know, in a row and six different continents. And they were talking about trying to take a fast from complaining about anything for the time that Joe's running, because every time you've got anything to complain about, just think about Joe, his feet, his legs, his not sleeping, not being able to lay down flat for 6 days. He's going to be on airplanes. So I created this little hashtag, what would Joe do?
That's perfect, because Joe's my middle name.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, so keep that in mind. And you can start now, before the race even starts. Just notice if you complain about, oh, I'm tired, or I don't feel like it. Oh, I'm sore. Oh, ow, that hurt my feelings. Like, okay, just suit up and show up. It's kind of like kick in the warrior and let that part prevail. Doesn't mean ignore your feelings ever, but recognize them, acknowledge them, and then maybe write them down and put them somewhere and then just keep going. Yeah, Nila, I think you can hear us. I can tell by your smile. I can't hear you though. I can see you hearing us, but I can't hear your voice.
So, might have to set up which microphone is picking up your sound. Okay. So this one would be...
There. Yeah. Nila, say something.
Hola.
Yeah!
Yeah. Sí. Por fin.
Por fin. Finally. In Colombia. Viracocha. Okay, so Yanila, what's your quality of being for today?
Joy.
Joy?
Joy. Because if it doesn't make sense too.
I like the way you said joy too, because it sounded kind of like jai, and I think in India, yeah. What does that mean? Krishnam?
Is jai?
Like God? Isn't it like?
Yeah, it's just something like that. Yeah.
It's like a celebration, like jai. That's very cool. So, so in our time today, I'd love for us to talk about whatever new insights you have, Krishnam, about India. And so I want you to have the majority of the call if we can. And I also want to talk about, I'd like to have a little bit of time while we've got Cameron here to talk about the podcast and what you envision for the podcast and how you envision people getting involved. And then Nancy, I'd like there to be room for you. Oh, Nancy, I think had to jump off. So let's we haven't seen you in a while, Krishnam.
Okay.
Let's start with you. Let's go. Like, what's been happening? Give us, and then anything concrete or whatever insights or updates you have about India.
Yeah, so I had a chance to talk to Benjamin yesterday, and that was really good. We had a chance to talk about kind of the vision I have for the trip, and kind of what I want the whole holistic experience to be for everybody. So I really do think that, just to give like a highlight, I think we should go for like about, like same thing, like our trip from Colombia, Guatemala, so around like 15 to 17 days. I know that seems like a lot, but I think it will be manageable. Out of that, maybe one will take maybe like 7 to 8 days where we'll be working with the community. An idea is that Janila's father would come with Janila, if Janila is available to come, if it's a possibility, and he'll be able to teach the compostable toilets to the community, which one we'll be working with. And we would, if Deanna and Tony are still interested, we have people who are experts at building in general, like they're experts at building houses, so the concept of building houses can be replicated to building a compostable toilet.
Can you reach out to them? Can you reach
out? Yeah, I will reach out to Deanna. I did talk to Deanna about a month ago, but I think she was concerned about the fundraising part, so that's something I will bring up with her again, because I think there's something we have to start getting. I think my vision again is also, I don't want anyone to pay for anything really. I want everything to be fundraised like we did like earlier, where like all the flight tickets and sponsored basically.
It's,
yeah,
the, you know, one of the steps towards getting that is to cost out everything.
Yeah.
And also obviously lay out like the proposal for what we're going to do and who's going to benefit from it, because people need to know the why. And I have a few people I can send the proposal to once we know, you know, in that. So that's kind of, do you need support in doing that? Is there anybody?
I'll have the project proposal done by next week. And
wow.
And then also I'll have, I have one of my mom's friends who's a social entrepreneur. She's Indian. She's born Indian and she knows a lot of organizations. It's not like I'm not taking away from the orphanage. I think that's a good possibility. Just Benjamin was telling me that there's, and Benjamin can say it, talk also in the call today, that some of the things that you have struggled with the communication with them, with administration. So I just want to have like a lot of options. So like if one dies out, we can always try to get another one, because India, things go very slow there. India, that's a problem with India. Things are just, the progress of it is just very slow. So we just, if you want to be very productive and do something and have an impactful thing happen, we have to make sure we rely on an organization that actually has the same vision as Chaiman and want to do actually something, instead of just, you know, like be like, you know, chilled out and not actually, because India sometimes has that attitude where things will just progress when it comes, but that's not like you want to do something, you know, so.
Yeah.
So I will, what I'm going to do is that, there's not a lot of people on the call from Chaiman right now. So, cause I was going to do like, like an idea of where people could go. So what I'll do is that today, I'll have a list of kind of like a survey list, and I'll send an email out to people the day. So either December, or early January or mid January. Like, is that like a tentative idea of, days that we can come? I mean, depending on.
Say that again.
With so the, like the dates for people to be able to arrive, that's the because that's a problem right now, because depending on the location, we have to make sure that the weather is acclimated to people depending on what day we come.
I think just for ease and efficiency, it might be great if you figured out as much as you can on your end in terms of what, like, here's the best dates for this region, and this is what I suggest, like, so that you can make your recommendation. Otherwise, we can let you know what dates work best, but I think we all have enough time in our, like, you know, we've got months and months ahead of the time we could block it out. Although some people are in school, it seems like there is the typical winter break that would be really cool to fit this into, so that, because people that are in school just won't be able to come. So I think that, you know, I mean, and I know the last few, you know, December is, you know, probably the last couple weeks in December is working. I don't know what the dates are that Susan has for, Guatemala. So it'd be great to not overlap on that, but maybe you can, if you can find out, like, minimize the variables and bring it down to just a couple of things. Mm-hmm. With as much clarity as possible, so that you can get the survey, not like in a wide open way, but concisely.
Right. Have an exact prediction date.
Yeah. Everybody can. Yeah. That would be great. So yeah, if you could send that out, and then the sooner the better that we get that proposal, if you had it by the next week, that'd be so awesome. Hey, Nancy. Then we can start fundraising. I like your idea. It'd be great if nobody had to pay out of pocket for anything. It doesn't hurt for us to fundraise, because I think it's good for us to let our communities know. Stefan! Wow! This is great! Were your ears burning? Tus orejas quemando? Is that a saying in Spanish? I don't think it is, Benjamin. Oh, I can't hear you, Ben. There you are, Benjamin. Can you say, are your orejas quemando?
Hablamos de tu nombre y hablamos de toda la energía de Viracocha, y qué suerte que estás aquí, porque llamamos tu nombre y tú escuchaste en el universo, llegaste perfecto tiempo.
Oh yeah, and he also speaks English too, so that's good. Yeah.
You know, the wizard comes always at the right time.
How are you? What's new in Viracocha?
Yeah, we are really, really fine. So we are preparing for a permaculture design course with really, really cool people. And we made this permaculture design course for young campesinos, so young men from the countryside, and for actually we will invite some people from the affected areas, from the Colombian war site, so from refugees, and also now we will invite some from the affected areas, from the landslide or the water slide, I don't know. Followed, so they were in Mocoa, so close to us. There were really heavy rains, and that wiped a whole area from a town away.
Oh my God!
Death and
when did this happen? When did this happen, Stefan?
This was last week. And so really heavy rain, and so the river swells on, and yeah, wiped a whole area away. And so there are many people who need to think about how to start life again, and this permaculture design course are excellent for this. And so we'll give them this direction.
Yep. Wow, that's wonderful that you have such a great solution to provide for starting new. I mean, if you're going to start new, you might as well start in the right way.
Everything what we're doing, so we are doing it for the transition, and the transition is from here to where we want to go to. And actually it's pretty good to start from scratch, because normally so we have to think, we have to throw many things away from our knowledge in order to learn new things and to make things better.
Wow. What about like a place to stay? I mean, do they even have emergency shelters, like the kind of things that Techo creates?
No, what we are doing is not the immediately help. No, so immediately help.
It's long-term.
Also, wait, so I have to get my neck stiff, and so I have to sit down. So there's an immunity help, that is working now from the government and militaries, and everybody is helping out. And we were thinking, yeah, what we're doing, so we also go down to Mokoa and help these people. But in the end, what we are doing is to prevent this catastrophe. Yeah. And we are working with consciousness so that the people don't provoke this reactions from nature and from anything. And so it's our way of life, and it's our understanding from life and how we are attached with everything. And this is consciousness. And so when we're working with consciousness and with some tools and techniques, so this in the end will give more harvest in with our work. No, that's the idea. And so that's bad news. So all this them people there in Macomb, but we have also the good news, and that we are so really flying high with Viracocha and with our new plans with our education center.
Wow. I just want to say, when I think about sustainability, I think of Viracocha, and I think about all the different ways that nothing goes to waste. And so, you know, we were just talking about our guy who's running around the world connecting people and doing these marathons. And whenever people get stuck, what would Joe do? But I think when it comes to sustainability, what would Stefan do? That's, you know,
that's what the young people from China will do.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yes, yes, yes. What would the youth ambassadors do? But you are such a great mentor, and it's a blessing. Anytime you want to jump on our call, we roll out the red carpet to you. So any wisdom that you want to share would be, and you know, we'd love to actually, Cameron, we should, we're going to interview Katie first, but we should interview Stefan, and Janila should be on that as well. So maybe we interview both Janila and Stefan, and then gosh, we need to interview.
There's a long list of people to interview, Kelly.
I know. Oh my God. We just can't do it all. I need patience and I need to breathe.
Yeah. Okay.
I need to think long-term, but I think it's a great thing to think long-term solution. Well, and also, you know, what do we need to do right now? And Mariah, it's so great to see you. Thank you for joining us so we can see your beautiful face. And she's talking to somebody else, and I don't think she can hear me, but that's okay.
Yeah, she was listening to her phone. So
okay.
She,
oh yeah.
I was just Stefan on the line.
Go, Nancy.
About compost toilets. Everybody, anyone I can find to listen to me, let's build a toilet. I've got people right on the edge. So
yeah,
that knowledge to you.
You know what? You have to, if you go to the Chime In website, there's a video. If you go to chimein.org at the top, there's a video. We need to change it so that it has your face on that video, because it looks like it's some random blonde chick. But Nancy is interviewed on this really cool show, and she talks all about what she learned at Viracocha. Am I saying it right?
Viracocha. Let me pronounce it. I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Viracocha?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Go to chimein.org. It's the first video that you see that comes up on the homepage.
Yeah,
it's
great. An interview, and so I was trying to tell all the people around me about it. And I do have some friends that are connected to a farm. And so I'm right on the edge of talking them into, let's put one in there. But I'm excited for us to do that when we go to India. And I love that I learned that from you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, cool.
I'm going to try to show you guys the video just so you can see where it is. And in the meantime, let's see. Janila, why don't you tell us what's been going on in your world? It's so great to see you.
So in this moment, what I doing? Okay.
Well, and I know you had last week you were at a conference and we saw the picture of that. Amazing.
Oh, with this woman camp?
Yes. Here's the video, by the way. It's right here. I'm just going to play it in the background just so you can see what it looks like. And so you don't, oh, no, I'm not. All right. Anyway. But this is the video. Okay. So Janila, back to you, babe.
So, okay.
I think I have to switch out because I have, what?
Tú tienes que ser un momento todo.
Yeah?
Sí.
Oh, okay. So we'll see.
We need you.
I was in a woman camp 2 weeks before, and it was just amazing. Very much. And I just feel this connection again, and I feel happy that I'm a woman and all the strength that I have. Me. Mm. Because, I don't know, I met so powerful women and so many stories, and we make so new, beautiful, powerful things that I just came with a lot of more energy and happiness and just enjoying, for sure. to be what I am. So, and recognize myself, and that was just amazing. So all the women will learn and to burn again, so in the earth. So just recognize this other big Mother Earth. That was just great. So I don't know, I learned many things. It's a long story. And yeah, I will tell you about later with more time. Now I'm doing so many other things. So I try to always have a busy mind and be in many things and learning. So all the things that I'm doing now is just to learn. So I'm making, so working in La Vida Cocha sometimes and cooking in a restaurant or making art class and guitar class and taekwondo. So just many things.
Painting, hotel.
Oh my God. That's so great. I've been telling Mariah that she needs to connect with you. I know one of the things that Mariah has been doing, even though she's not calling herself the social media correspondent and she's a mentor, but she's been reaching out to everyone. And I hope that you guys, have you had a chance to talk yet? You did?
No.
Oh, okay.
We didn't. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk.
Yes, yes. I think you guys will love each other. Okay, so Cam, is there anything you want to say about the radio show before I turn the rest of the call over to Krishnam?
Sure. So basically the nice thing about running our own podcast is we don't have a specified time that we have to meet. We can be a lot more flexible than we were previously. And so as a result, you know, we can bend everyone's schedule that we happen to have on. Or at least as best we possibly can. We're not limited to just, what was the time again? Saturdays at 1 p.m.?
Yeah, right. So we can make sure that we can accommodate people from wherever they are. Yeah.
And on top of that, we don't have to be live every single time. We can just do what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, we can do a recording. Thank you, Nancy. I was missing the word there. But yeah, so we can do recordings. We can go back. We even have a bit of a soundboard inside the Spreaker app, which is what we're going to be using. And it'll take some getting used to, but basically I'll be running all of the audio files. I'll be holding all of that, running when we post, when we share, so on and so forth. And I'm very excited to actually be a part of that. I don't know. I've always wanted to do something like run a radio show or podcast or something. So this is I'm excited about this. I don't know.
Yeah. It's fun, and it's fun to have the sound effects too, where you have the sound of applause and people going whoa, and huh, wah wah wah.
Yeah, or, right?
It's kind of fun. So that's going to start next week.
Yes,
and a schedule. I mean, it'd be great to get to do an interview with Benjamin. It'd be great to do. It's great to see. I love it when Benjamin does the videos and he's walking so we get to see what's around him. It's always so cool, no matter where he's at. Whether he's at, Yeah, I think we should all do that, except my internet connection will drop in and out, but that's so cool. Awesome. So, Cameron, would you be willing to start the process of creating some kind of a schedule, like who's going to get interviewed and when, and so that we can kind of start, you know, sketching this out and getting some cool stuff.
I can do my best. When I make the schedule, it'll probably be based on who we interview during that week, because
that's
because I have to schedule around my work, which I get the week before.
Okay.
So.
Maybe could you do just like the order of the guests?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, we'll put them in an order. I'll make a list of who we'd like to interview. I'll reach out to each of them individually. And then from there, we'll figure out what time works best for them, so on and so forth.
Great. And maybe you can consult with Nancy. Nancy's great at media training and also scheduling and yada, 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 yada.
Yep.
By yada yada.
I probably
Yanila.
The third yada, that's my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there anything else, Cam, that you wanted to say about that?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Oh.
Just to grab you after the call for a few minutes, Kelly, but other than that,
Perfect.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool if we could also video these as well, because it'd be great to be able to see people. So we figure out how to do that.
Yeah. I haven't figured it out quite yet, because basically
it's via Skype.
It's via Skype, and I know I could personally record it on my computers, but I don't know how it would sound with audio overlapping. I'd have to do a couple test runs with it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Look, but it should come out fine, in my opinion. It just might look a bit funny from time to time. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Hey, that comes with the territory.
Right.
I think one of our operating words is flossom. It's awesome when there's a flaw, because if we are trying to do it all perfect all the time, we're not going to do anything. So it has to be flossom. Like, yes, if you didn't make at least one big mistake today or any day, then you're not trying hard enough.
And now we're quoting Tyra Banks.
Are we? I thought she stole that from me.
Oh, so she got it from you. Yeah.
It also sounds like blossom.
It sounds like blossom. How are you supposed to blossom if you don't make some flaws?
Merges out the law, the mud and the sludge, and then it becomes the flower of enlightenment for India and for the world where we're going this winter. So it's perfect.
Nice. Mariah, I think you could throw down a rap about that. So give her a beat. Okay. Oh, and somebody's going to have to play a song. We're going to do that every time we get together. There's got to be somebody doing a song. So one of you guys have to pick a song at the end. The last minute of our time together is going to be somebody gets to rock out and share a song that they love. Okay. So without further ado, Krishnam, and then Mariah, if there's something that you want to say, we'll save some time at the end if hopefully that works. So Krishnam, tell us what you've got.
With your song too.
So I said most of it already before, like what the idea was. And then, I think I want Benjamin to say we had a conversation yesterday about the orphanage event, so I want him to share what he told me. So everybody has an idea, so we're all on the same page.
Great.
So if Benjamin, you wanted to like tell me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, what happened?
Sure. Like as I expressed last time, my experience with the children that were born with HIV just tore my heart wide open and just filled me up with so much belief and love for humanity and the courage of these kids. And the administration is functioning a little bit like what I've experienced over in India. Like Krishnam was saying, there's so many amazing elements that I love India, and things happen a lot faster and smoother when you're on the ground actually there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just talking and trying to communicate with them. I haven't received a response since we last talked, when I shot off an email like immediately, and I heard through the grapevine that they didn't know how to respond or something. And I'm like, well, just ask. And so it's kind of like, well, when the administration is responsible for the children we want to work with is kind of dropping the ball, how to choose where we're going to work, like effectively, where we know people are going to like step up and show up. And simultaneously, it's not the faults of the children. That's our, such innocent, pure, beautiful beings, and I don't want them to miss out on an opportunity to experience our love and for us to experience theirs, because some are not totally showing up. So it's just navigating how, you know, the time zones and the way work and efficiency work are a little bit different, and we're just going to figure that out. It's so beautiful that we've started with so much time to spare, so we can really hone down exactly where what we're doing. And I love the brainstorming and throwing stuff out. And after talking with Krishnam and just knowing Krishnam, I'm so excited and have so much faith in his capacity, and really grateful that he's taking the initiative and lead on this and supporting from behind the scenes. However, I can, because I love India. I love Krishnam and his whole family. And Chaimin is in store for an amazing journey very soon. So that's the update from the contacts there. The one location. However, there's also two NGOs that are totally on the ball that work with children in the slums in Gujarat, where Gandhiji from, where he was born, and a few people that are in that region of India that are incredibly efficient and super on it with their word and with their communication skills and their ability to reach the underrepresented and offer a voice. And they've been for a long time. So there's amazing leads in a lot of different directions.
Great. Krishnam, did you ever get in touch with Lama Tenzin from GIFT?
No, I haven't got, I wanted to finish the project proposal before I contacted anyone. So I have actually a concrete, idea instead of just vaguely contacting them. And when I had a concrete idea, I could email them what I had and tell them.
I think it might be the other way around. It might be just worth being like kind of in an open dialogue. Like, do you have anything that you need from us before we already know? Because how could we know? There might be something that they...
The thing with that is that, I think that's a great possibility. It's just that we won't be able to go in the winter. That's the thing. So we have
and to maybe, I don't know. Maybe we don't go in the winter. Yeah. I think there's...
Let's be open to different, you know.
Different guys.
The need. When can we do all of that?
Yeah, there's spring break. Even if it's like, I don't know. But I think the most important thing is how can we best serve and kind of paying attention to another book that we have to put on our list of books, The Art of Navigation. I think it would be a really great, Stefan, you would love this book. You would love all the books that we have as required reading. I'm sure you could add some to that. We're going to end up having a whole library, but The Art of Navigation is really about paying attention to what the universe is telling you and not just... You know, there's something about having your idea and feeling passionate about it and a commitment to it, but also being in the dance with where is life moving you and directing you, which, you know, it's a dance. So I just want to throw that in the mix so that we can be open. The most important thing isn't the when, even though that is one of the important things, but the most important thing is the what and the why and the who.
Yeah, the purpose. Of
exactly.
So I'll reach out to them, and then I'll talk to my mom's friend next week, and then I'll have a really more strong idea because then we have backup. And just before, I wanted to quickly see if I can share my screen. So because Benjamin said another state. Let me see if it will work. All right. So you guys see the map of India?
Not yet. There it is. Yes.
Okay. So right here, so we see like right here is Delhi. So we would arrive to Delhi. We'd maybe stay there like a night. And the orphanage that Benjamin was staying in Rajasthan is right here in Jaipur.
Okay, wait, start over. We would arrive. Just start over. I was so overwhelmed by this beautiful map.
Sorry. So we arrive in Delhi for maybe like 1 or 2 days, maybe stay in a hotel. And during this whole traveling that we go to different states, I would definitely have like someone at local that knows very good English and is very trusting, kind of like how we had in Colombia with Laura and her aunt. So we just had someone who was there with us. So we'd go to Delhi, maybe stay a day or two. Then we'd travel. If you get in contact with the orphanage that Benjamin was saying, we'd go to Jaipur. If not, the other backup, Benjamin also went to Gujarat, which is right here, which is another state. We would maybe go there, depending on if Benjamin can get in contact with them. If not, there's a few contacts I have in Rajasthan and in Punjab, which is just different states.
What's the time? Like, would we take a bus?
Would it take
a day to travel? What's the kind of...
Yeah, so all these are actually relatively far in terms of... Well, so if you travel here to here, a bus would be like 5 hours.
Okay.
But if you travel from Delhi to Gujarat, we'd have to take a train, and that would take maybe a day's travel, overnight travel, take like a night train. And
And the trains are so incredibly comfortable these days, and you're talking like $8 for 14 hours on a train, and they serve three meals, and you can like tilt your seat back. I mean, it is amazing, you know, and if you do overnight, you get your own bed with a reading lamp and clean sheets. It's really fun to travel on the trains in India.
Wow.
Yeah, it is an experience. It's really cool. Let me see how far trains are.
And you can open this car door and sit there watching the whole countryside pass in front of you. It's an experience for sure.
Wow.
It's definitely a cool way to see the country, especially if you're traveling like far distance. So yeah, that's about like an 18 hour. That's
still on car.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't show for train. Oh, it's okay. The coverage is not showing. So I have to look on like a website. So anyways, so that's in terms of that are like 7 to 8 like community service terms of involvement, that would be it. And then I also want to do a trip kind of engaging really the culture of India. So I think obviously everybody wants to see a Taj Mahal. So I would really think that we can make a trip to Agra, which is where the Taj Mahal is, which is not really far from Delhi. That's like a 4-hour car ride or a bus ride. We can go to see the Taj Mahal there. And also
the Kama Sutra temples aren't too far from either.
I don't think it's too far either. We can check it out. and also because Kelly really wanted to experience the yoga and meditation of India, and also I think everybody is interested in that too. We can make a trip. Last summer I went to this holy city called Hariwar in Rishikesh, which Rishikesh is actually the city where the Beatles went to in the 90s. They made their album, White Album, because they got inspired by this yogi there. And then they just lived in this ashram. This ashram is like it feels like you're in Narnia. Like, it's not like, it doesn't feel like India. It's really cool. And, like, I think that'll be a really cool experience. We would be able to live maybe in an ashram for, like, a night or two nights and do yoga and meditation there if people were interested. And then after that, we take a train back to Delhi, which isn't that far. And then, that's really the summary of the kind of holistic idea that I'm trying to get at.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, who is anybody excited about this?
I am. And I love the food in India, so my God.
Oh yeah, and Gujarat, the state of Gujarat, has such diversity of food that every single night for 9 days, I had a totally different taste and from different regions is amazing.
Wow, your phone froze up, Benjamin. I love the idea of getting, you know, being of service and then also getting to learn about the culture. And the culture in India is so rich and diverse and spiritual, and it's amazing. The Taj Mahal, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Benjamin. Oh, your phone is a little frozen. Can you guys see me? I think
I'm at the bottom. Well, I mean, yep.
I beg your pardon.
We're stacked and you're on the bottom. You're like the base.
It's all about the trouble. Okay.
So can you hear me?
Now we can, yes.
Okay. Something I found that was really important information that I was learning over in Gujarat and also in Jaipur is that because they bordered Pakistan, there has been quite a lot of turmoil that has transpired between the Hindus and the Muslims. And there are some events that took place that were really unfortunate that struck a huge chord and created some major turmoil between cultures and faiths. And that's right there on the border. So as we go into that area, it's also something really interesting to take note of. And the intercultural dialogue is a big one, where we could use these, you know, the different techniques that we all have and interact with multiple faiths. And that's the beauty is that in India, so many different faiths live really close together. But it is a little bit more like touchy near the Pakistan border because of some of the train hijacks and the trains being set on fire with passengers inside of them, and lots of things were happening over there. So that was something I wanted to take note of. And also in Rajasthan, near the Pakistan border, there's some amazing nomadic tribes that live out there that are like a caravan picking up and moving based on where they can get work, laying brick and building buildings in different towns and cities. And they have an amazing dance culture and really fascinating people that for some they're considered the untouchables, and for others they are like this lively, like enriched culture that is unattached and full of love for their family and for expression. So if we could, you know, get a hold of a contact in that area as well, it just, there's so many amazing things to do and to learn in that region of India. I was blown away.
Ooh, yeah, that would be incredible. I'm just as I was hearing you speak, Benjamin, it's like one of the things I love about what we're doing is I feel like we're bringing the world into our world so that we feel really connected. And even though we haven't gone yet, I haven't been there yet. I feel like it's just giving me this larger, wider perspective. And that's what I hope that we can do, even in the preparing. We don't have to wait till we get there to have our minds be blown and our hearts be cracked wide open.
Yeah. And I think also another idea I had was that, I don't know if you guys are interested, so throw this out. If you guys were interested to learn a little bit of just the basics, if you guys were, I know like we didn't really do that with the Spanish bar, but I think that might be a little useful if people were interested in learning Hindi, just to like,
that would be so cool.
How to communicate to people. And then, I don't know. And then I can tell you a little about the culture before we go, just so people, it's a culture shock. Like people are going to be really shocked. Like, hey. I know I sound like this, but like, it's true. People are going to be really shocked by me because it's another completely different world. And, just so people are a little, because there's a lot of poverty and a lot of population, but there's also a lot of beauty within it. So you just want people to be prepared for what to see. So.
Oh, well, maybe in the meantime, you can give us, like, teach us one word or phrase for each call, and then we'll practice that and get that down.
Okay.
And then, and then I think because we're towards the end of the hour, and I want us to have an hour and a half just in case we need it, but I really would prefer to us to stick closer to an hour just so that everybody feels like this is a manageable thing that we can do. So maybe you teach us the one word, and then whoever wants to play the song, do we know who's going to play their song?
Well, it was supposed to be
Mariah,
but I think she might have had to go to class. We saw her on the move. So if anybody has any muse, is she there?
Mariah, no? Are you there? She's muted. I think Mariah.
I'm here.
Are you going to do
I'm something? Here. I'm here, but I'm having some like technical difficulties because my Chromebook's like going to die, but I have a song, but if somebody could like look it up and play it, that would be cool.
Nancy, could you look it up? Or yeah.
Can you shoot me a text and I'll get it?
Okay. So in the meantime, Krishnam, teach us one word or phrase that you think we will be using often while we're there.
So just like greeting is namaste, and I think Benjamin's quite familiar with it, which is hello, but it also is bye. It's the same phrase, hello and bye. So
it's like aloha. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And doesn't it mean like the divine in me recognizes the place in the divine in you? I mean, what a way to say hi, hello. It's like,
and is it just mutual respect? Yeah, when you
the
say
the love and the light in me salutes the love and the light in you.
Okay,
I think we all have namaste because that's kind of a word that we, right?
Does I can give you a phrase like so.
He said namaste?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying Mamaste, and I was like, how do you spell that?
No. Okay. I heard a joke, though. When you leave, you say namas go.
Yeah. Just kidding. What just Cam's namaste? Like, I can't. I just
have namas go. Okay.
How do you say thank you?
Shukriya.
Shukriya.
How do we spell that?
Yeah, shukriya. There's two different ways to say it. But
Nancy's taking notes.
I have to see, it's easier because Hindi is kind of like Spanish, a little phonetic. So you can, like, if you see the word out, you can actually, like, read it out.
Shukriya?
Shukriya. It's almost like sugar.
Yeah.
And then kriya.
Shukriya.
Shukriya.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I've got my own spelling here. We're going with it.
Okay, let's do it phonetically. That's a beautiful word. Thank you, Cam.
Ooh, it's got a shoe in it, too.
Right.
Is that it?
That's great.
Poor Kim. We're just a handful. So it's because we just got back, you know?
Okay. It's okay.
So I think it would be, you know, I don't know if you all have had a chance to read any of the books. Have you had a chance to read any of the suggested books? Anybody?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Not much, but I've started to look through The Start of a Fuller View. I'm working on it. Sorry.
No. I mean, as you go, that would be great. But Nancy, can you make a note to add The Art of Navigation?
I did.
Okay. It's a travel guide from this guy who kind of lived all over the world and followed the art of navigation. And then he was the apprentice to Carlos Castaneda, the guy that brought spiritual mysticism to the West. And he said that this was the most important thing Carlos Castaneda taught him. It's kind of a way to live shamanically, which is spiritually, but magically. And to be in sync with the universe. So it seems like a real simple thing, but it's powerful. He said that after practicing the art of navigation for a while, he said that it was like every moment you were in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing. And it was like you'd think of something like ice cream and somebody would walk in and say, "You want ice cream?" Or you'd be like, "What?" You know, and how like somebody that you hadn't seen and you don't even know where they live and you're thinking about them and they show up. It's almost like you are like, it's not just an every once in a while phenomenon. It's like an all the time phenomenon. So it's a muscle to build. And I think as youth ambassadors, this would be a skill that would be highly useful. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. So do we have a song to rock us out?
Let me. Okay, hold on 1 second. There's a little ad first.
It's a happy song. It's real simple. Oh. You guys want to clap along? You want to dance?
And everybody dance. Wherever you are, we're going to dance. And Yanila, I want you to like really dance. Who is this?
It's Andrew Day. Andrew Day? It's called Rise Up.
Mariah, I need you to lip sync it and dance it, baby.
I can't understand what she's singing, but it sounds like tooth pain.
Okay. Do you guys see my dog? I can't see my dog. All right, you guys. Thank you for an awesome call today. Krishnam, I look forward to seeing the proposal. And Cam, I look forward to seeing a list of things that we need for the radio show and your guest list and 1 week at a time scheduling. And good morning, Dana Walden. And Stefan, thank you so much for joining us. And our prayers go out to everyone who was affected by that flood. Thank you for being there and being a hero. And Benjamin, thank you for jumping on the call and being so awesome. Krishnam, thank you for everything that you've put together for us. Nancy, thank you for always sending out all the emails and staying, keeping us posted. Yanila, thank you. I would love, Yanila, if there's any one thing that you did at that woman's workshop that you think you could share with the group, like a specific exercise or one story that you want to share, I would invite you on our next call to drop into the details of that and share that with us, if you'd be willing to.
Got it.
And Mariah, thank you for bringing you and your connectivity and your humor and your song. And Cameron, thank you for putting the radio show together. And I don't know if I missed anybody, but I love you guys. So peace out. Okay, let's end with our chime in. Ready? Point at yourself and say, I am the change.
I am the change.
Point at someone else and say, you are the change.
You are the change.
Point around the world and say, we are the change.
We are the change.
The change.
Now go be the change.
Go be the change.
Change.
Bye. Woo! All right. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Kelly.
Bye.
Cam, I'll call you.
Skype?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.